A big apology to Coffee Mumbo Jumbo listeners because I haven't been booing for a while. I've been at the Scottish Highlands. I've had about 10 days off. Sadly, I brought the rain with me from the Scottish Highlands, but it was beautiful there. And I'm starting again. And I had an invitation from Agostino a while ago now to come and see the offices in Hatfield. Mulma is the name. Agostino's going to tell me what it's all about. I can tell you it's, of course, about coffee and coffee machines.
It certainly is. Thank you for the lovely, exciting intro. we're celebrating our 25th year this year, so we've been at this for some time. We principally are coffee machine suppliers. We don't sell coffee beans, so we like to stay friendly with all the coffee roasters and not alienate anyone. We have more than one brand of machine, so equally we try to satisfy our customers with what they need. We don't need to tell them that we have the best machine since sliced bread, because we've got three or four different brands and we can tailor it correctly. We operate on a national basis, so we were born with small companies, small independent coffee shops, and slowly we've grown to some fairly dizzy heights now, servicing huge chains up and down the country, of which one we're particularly sort of proud of is Cafe Nero. The reason we're particularly proud of that one is that we've been with them since shop number one up to now shop 540.
And still growing
nice and steadily and very safely. But in addition to those guys, we were the first people to supply Starbucks in this country. We also do work with Costa Coffee, Pret a Manger, the list goes on and on, which is nice. But we haven't forgotten our roots. We still have lots of independents that deal with us, and that's nice. Some of the customers we have been with us many, many years, which I think speaks volumes, really. I'm thinking of Harvey Nichols in particular, 23 years we've been in there. Even Cafe Nero is coming up to 18. Mm-hmm. So, it's quite credible stuff.
I would say you're well established in the country.
Yes.
Italian roots quickly. Because, coffee's probably in your blood, being Italian.
It is. Well, I think food and coffee in that order. Italians tend to eat forever. And when we finished eating, we think about what's coming next. So that's part of our heritage, I guess, yes. Mm-hmm. And coffee is a natural part of that, yes. So I have always been interested in coffee. Mm-hmm.
But, of course, that's not all you do here, sell coffees. The aftercare, I was really impressed. You gave me a tour. Already coming in, you see almost the Museum of Fama machines, which is
that's
very
true.
Impressive.
Yeah,
then
that's
you've
true.
Got a display area where you can show all the equipment you have.
Right.
And then you've got an extensive area downstairs where you repair machines. And
indeed.
You have contracts, I believe, where aftercare is very important to you.
It's grown more and more. We were probably born as a sales company, in fairness, with some service. It's gone complete full circle now. We are categorically a service company with some sales.
Mm-hmm.
We service a lot of huge accounts. Mm-hmm. And that's really where our investment and development has been this past 10 years or so, since the speciality eventually hit the UK.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of grown.
Mm-hmm.
And then recession had its influence. The two recessions that we've been through had its influence, where sales would dry up. Not completely dry up, but they would certainly slow down. And even the multiples would be servicing their equipment rather than replacing. So we had, it's a whole mix of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which
But it helped you out, that you actually could provide this.
Well, it helped us out. It forced our hand in some respects, to be really, really open and honest. It forced our hand when we had this eureka moment. My God, we've got to get better at doing service work.
Mm-hmm.
And so efforts...
And you did.
And we did, absolutely, and we still are.
Mm-hmm.
And I can honestly say that our investments are now all to do with service and service management systems and handhelds and iPads and whatever else I need to provide absolutely top, not
Fantastic.
Just the service and the first time fix, but also the reporting, because the multiples, you have to give them good reporting.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be meaningful and accurate, and it just has to show that you've got nothing to hide.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's our secret, is that we're completely upfront about everything we do, and we're very honourable, and if we mess up, we mess up, and we put our hands up. We don't try and cover it, we mess up. But by and large, we don't, of course.
So where's the future for Mulma? Because I've seen two roasters in the background here.
Well, we've
got a minute left. Can you tell me about that? And then maybe I'll talk to Jamie a bit and he can tell me what that Dietrich is doing here behind us.
You might need more than a minute because Jamie's
talks
to Ringo.
We got a minute. You and I have got a minute. Yeah. 50 seconds, actually.
Yeah, well, yes, you're right. We are diversifying. We're anything to do with coffee, we're interested in. And roasting, micro-roasting, we saw this 20-odd years ago in America when we used to go to the SCAA.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always been in our mind, and I think the time is right in the UK and Europe. So, yes, micro-roasting is something for the future, and we're in it. And we're
so I could almost say that Mulma is going to be a one-stop shop?
Well, it is pretty much anyway, but we would be a polished one-stop shop.
I think we'll leave it at that, the polished one-stop shop. Mulma and Agostino, thank you so much, first of all,
You're
for inviting
welcome.
Me and then for talking to Coffee
You're
Mambo
very
Jumbo.
Welcome, Mambo
Brilliant,
Jumbo.
Thank you very much.